Welcome to our class, 10 Ways to Remain Calm Amidst Challenging Times. My name is Gloria Ramirez, and I thank you for your presence and for your decision to participate in this class. I'd like to share with you that recently I was thinking about what is going on in the world and how each one of us is really being touched in different ways emotionally. And therefore, it is important for us to have tools or ways in which we can cope with what is happening. And I came up with a list of 10 ways that can help us to remain calm amidst challenging times. And I'd like to share this list with you. The first one is to use the power of prayer. Praying for ourselves and for others helps us to open our hearts and bring peace to our minds. And when we have peace, we can think more clearly. And obviously, we can make decisions that are going to be wiser and maybe help others to do the same. So using the power of prayer is extremely important, whatever prayer that resonates with you. Today, I'd like to share a prayer that I like a lot that was given to us by Paramahansa Yogananda. And it's very simple but very powerful. What you do is visualize the person or the world in this case, and mentally surround the person or the world with divine light. And then you pray very deeply, Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. You repeat it 10 times, and then you do the same for you 3 times. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. I like for us to do it together. So go ahead and close your eyes and sit with your spine straight and visualize the world, our planet Earth, receiving this light, being bathed in the light, surrounded by divine light. And we're going to pray together. We can do it together. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Now visualize yourself also being bathed in divine light. And we are going to repeat it 3 times. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Now you can go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale and open up your eyes. You can find the instructions for this prayer and the prayer itself by going to my website, www.gloriaramirez.com/peace and harmony prayer, all together. And again, you can use it for the world, you can use it for your family, you can use it for one individual, whatever you prefer. The second way to help you to remain calm is to use visualizations. They can help us to focus on a positive outcome. For example, with the situation that we are living in the world with the virus, we can visualize a positive outcome. And one way that I love to really do it is by visualizing a white light and going to the different cities and countries and continents and really touching everyone. So let's go ahead and try for a moment. I invite you to close your eyes, sit with your spine straight, and maybe you can focus your attention at the point between the eyebrows. And imagine right now that you are being bathed by a beautiful light, white light, and it's flowing through you. It's like the heavens have opened and the heavens are showering you with this beautiful light, and it comes down, enters your body, touches your cells, your bones, your tissues, every part of you, and you are being totally touched by the light. You're filled with this light, and this light is filled with peace and love and joy and hope. And now feel how you feel such beautiful, powerful feeling that you want to share this with others. So imagine that from your heart center emanates that beautiful light, and then you are going to share with the members of your family in your home, and that light touches all the objects and everything in that home, and then you radiate that love into the neighbors, the other houses around, the city where you live. And then it continues moving into other cities in your country, and then into the entire country, going into every single home. It's the beautiful light of God, divine light. And you keep visualizing it now going into other countries in your continent, and then from one continent to the next continent. Everyone being touched by the light, and everyone being really gifted with this peace and this love and joy that the light brings. And feel now that the entire planet Earth, including all creatures, everyone, all objects, everything, is being blessed by the light, by the presence of the light. It's almost like this light is disinfecting every part, every person, everything on earth. And feel the love of that light and the power of that light. And it's just so healing. And you're happy to be able to share that light. And obviously you have joined other people who are doing the same. They are radiating the light into their brothers and sisters. And it's just a beautiful thing. And you just, this visualization has the gift of helping others, of touching others with the light that flows through you, that comes directly from God, from your higher power. And now imagine the whole planet, everything being touched by this light, and feel a sense of peace that comes into your heart, and a sense of appreciation for this light, and also of satisfaction that you are sharing this light with others, and it is just so healing, so beautiful. So now go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale, and then open up your eyes. So I invite you to use this wonderful tool of visualization to do something like this or something similar, whatever you feel guided to do. Number three, another way to help you to remain calm is to read books and watch programs that inspire a sense of peace, joy, and love. There are so many resources online that you can get many, many books and inspirations like videos for free. And do your best to really choose the ones that are positive, that are uplifting, that are going to help you to bring hope, not only to yourself, but also to others. And it is really up to us how we feed ourselves with positive messages. And those positive messages are going to help you to keep a positive mind and to stay calm. And when you have that calmness, then again, you can think more clearly and be more optimistic about the future. Another way to help yourself is by counting your blessings. And you can do this by keeping a gratitude list. For example, every day you can write or think of 10 things that you are grateful for, or 10 situations or people that you are grateful for. For example, I am grateful for the fact that I have a good bed to sleep on every night. I am grateful for the fact that the sun comes out every day. I am grateful for my family. I am grateful for my children. Whatever it is that you are grateful, write a list or think about the list and keep counting your blessings. The more you keep counting your blessings, the more you are going to be attracting or magnetizing good things coming your way. Because this practice of having a gratitude list is going to help you to focus your energy in positive thoughts and experiences, and that is going to bring more of the same. Another way to remain calm amidst challenging times is to reflect on a spiritual truth. For example, reading from a sacred book and then reflecting on what you have read can help you to see and feel life situations with a new, more expanded perspective. You instead of going into fear, you can maybe see the situation differently. For example, the verse from the Bible, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and self-control," 2 Timothy 1:7, is a wonderful invitation for us to remember that God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and self-control. And what you can do is, once you read it a couple of times, close your eyes and reflect on that truth and ask your higher power, God, whatever way name you have for God, and ask for that higher power to guide you with deeper understanding of the message. And that is a beautiful way to help yourself to remain calm. Another way also is to use affirmations. Probably most of you have used affirmations in a way that consciously you know that you are using affirmations. It's interesting because we affirm all the time. Sometimes we are not aware that we are affirming things that are negative. That's why using affirmations consciously is quite important. So we bring into our lives the things that we desire. Affirmations changes our mood and shifts the energy to a positive focus. Remember that affirmations are always positive sentences and in the present time. For example, I feel peace, I am serene, or I remain calm at the center of life's storms. Those are in the present and are positive. What I like to do is for us to practice an affirmation that Ananda, the spiritual community where I live, has come up with for these challenging times, and it's an amazing affirmation, and I like for us to use it the way the founder of Ananda, Swami Kriyananda, taught it to us, and I will guide you with it. This is what the affirmation says. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. So we are going to repeat it four times. The first time out loud, second time normal voice, third time in a whisper, and the fourth time mentally focusing at the point between the eyebrows. So I will say the sentence and you can repeat you can repeat in a loud voice first and so on. So let's go ahead and start with a loud voice. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. Now, normal voice. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. Now in a whisper, God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. And now mentally, focusing at the point between the eyebrows and feeling the affirmation. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. And feel the words becoming one with you and a sense of joy. And then take a deep breath and exhale. And then you can now open up your eyes. Another way to remain calm in the midst of challenging times is to stay positive. Doing our best to keep a positive attitude will help us and those around us to remain calm and clear. And this is something that is important, especially now, to stay positive so that way we don't go into panic or into depression, but we remember to have faith and to know that there is a higher power that at the end of the day is in charge, and we are going to be able to overcome this one way or another. So very, very important to stay positive during the day. And if you feel that you are tempted to go into negativity, then you can use a visualization, you can use an affirmation, you can read a book, an uplifting book, and things like those to help you to stay positive. And another way to stay positive, which is my recommendation number 8, is to surround yourself with positive people. It is very important to be around people who can uplift us and help us to understand the situation with an expansive consciousness and an uplifted perspective. This way is going to help us to stay positive. The other thing that is important, having a mentor or a coach at this time helps us to get the support we need to be heard and to bring clarity to our mind and peace to our heart. Very important that if we need a coach, we need to talk to someone. Really important to seek the help of a professional and to be to watch, to observe ourselves, how we not only are going to help others by us staying positive, so they are being surrounded by positive people like us, but also us seeking positive people that we can connect with. I have a wonderful story to share, and that is my sister, Maria Angela. And I am so lucky that I am able to talk to her every single day using Skype. And yesterday, I really felt so touched by what she shared with me that I decided to share this with you. And obviously I asked permission, and she said, of course, anything that can help humanity. My sister is 80 years old, and supposedly people over 65 or 70, the risk is higher with the virus. And however, she is so amazing in the sense of how she is really having the positive attitude about this. She says that the key is to plan your day so that way you do not waste precious time. And she says that she plans her day with God's guidance. When she gets up in the morning, she goes for a walk with the dog, and that's her opportunity to do a little bit of exercise. And then she comes back and she dances Colombian music for half an hour, happy music. And then after that, she has breakfast, and then she plays music that is more relaxing. Then she cleanses the house, whatever area of the house needs a little cleansing. And then she prays for about 2 hours. Then she prepares her lunch, and she says that she has a menu for every day. And then she makes sure that she eats something sweet. So dessert is very important in her healthy diet. Then she reads. She loves to read. And she prays more, and she prays the rosary every single day. And then sometime in the afternoon, she watches the Holy Mass, Catholic Mass from the Vatican City. And then she watches a little bit of TV, so that way she can find out what is going on with the situation in the world. And then she goes to sleep and sleep extremely well. So when she was talking about her daily experience, She was saying, for me, this was her, the most important message, is that it's important to plan our day every day. And that is because she says that when you plan your day, it's like having a strategic planning for every day, then you maximize your time and energy. And when you have for a goal for the day, you are not tempted to go into habits that cannot, might not be good for you, like eating too much or watching excessive TV programs, or maybe even having alcohol or even drugs or cigarettes or anything like that. So when you have a day planned, all those temptations really disappear. And so you don't allow bad habits to control you. And so I was so touched by her message and her attitude. And again, she has such deep compassion for people. She's praying every day. And as a matter of fact, she was talking about how important it was to share with others that have less and to be as generous as possible. So it's really having the right attitude. And one thing that she recommended highly, which is my recommendation number 9, is to clean and your house or your space and work on detachment, meaning to let go of whatever you don't use. And she says that once this challenging period is over, you can give away what you have put aside for charity. And this is going to create a wonderful feeling for in your own space, like everything is clean and clear. And not only that, your physical environment is going to feel much better, but not only that, inside of yourself, you are going to feel that inner cleansing, because you have been doing all these things that I have been recommending, and then you have been praying for others, and then you are putting aside things that you can give away because you are not using. So that is a wonderful way to help others and to really practice detachment. She highly recommended that. Now, number 10, a way to remain calm amidst challenging times is meditation. Dear friends, I cannot say enough about meditation. Taking the time to still the mind, even for 5 minutes, can really help you to release the stress and connect with peace, that inner peace that is inside of you, that inner joy that is inside of you, with connect with that stillness that is you. And that is a very, very important practice. And I invite you to invite yourself to really do it every day. And again, even if it is for a short period of time. So what we are going to do is a short meditation right now. So that way you can practice, and then when you listen to this recording, you can come back to this moment and then follow the guided meditation. So I invite you to go ahead and close your eyes. Make sure that your spine is straight, whether you are sitting in a chair or on the floor. Your spine is straight. Your chin is parallel to the floor. Your eyes are closed and a little elevated. And centering your attention into the between your two eyebrows, like if you were looking into the distance to a mountain top, right there. And then you go ahead and place your hands with your palms up, and set them right there at the junction between your thighs and your abdomen. And your shoulders are relaxed. And then you are ready for your meditation. Let's go ahead and start by relaxing your body. But to do that, we are going to do an exercise called tense and relax. We will, in a moment, inhale twice through your nose, then tense the body, hold the breath, and then exhale twice through your mouth. And we're going to do this three times. So let's go ahead and inhale twice through your nose like this. Hold the breath, tense your body until it vibrates, tense, tense more, and exhale through your mouth twice. And let go of any tension, anything that maybe has kept your body a little bit tense. Let's go ahead and do it again. Inhale through your nose. Hold the breath, tense your body, tense, 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 and exhale to your mouth. And one more time. Inhale, hold the breath, tense your body, tense, 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 and exhale to your mouth. Beautiful. Now we are going to relax the mind. And to do this, we are going to do an exercise called measured breathing. So to the count of six, you inhale, then you hold the breath to a count of six, and then you exhale to a count of six. Let's go ahead and start. Inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Hold, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Inhale. Hold the breath. Exhale. Inhale. Hold the breath. Exhale. Inhale, hold the breath, exhale, and one more time. Inhale, hold the breath, exhale. Now we are going to go ahead and observe the breath for a few moments. When the air wants to come in, you inhale, and when the air wants to come out, you exhale. So this is observing the breath without controlling it, almost like you are watching someone breathing. You do not control the breath. And we do this with the intention of focusing the mind so that way it remains focused on the breathing. When you want to inhale, you inhale. When you feel like you need to exhale, then you exhale. Let's go ahead and do this and keep your spine straight, chin parallel to the floor, and your eyes a little elevated. Focusing at the point between the eyebrows, looking into the distance. Let's do it. Now, to end this part of the meditation, we are going to, in a moment, take a deep breath and then exhale three times like this. So let's go ahead and inhale and then exhale three times. And then let's go ahead and do the last part of the meditation, which is the expansion, sitting in the silence, totally immersed in a quality that you might be feeling right now, a quality of God like love or joy or peace. And feel that quality, you becoming one with it, merging with that quality. And we are going to sit in this stillness. If your mind gets distracted, you can go ahead and repeat an affirmation like, I am peace, I feel peace. Or you can repeat, only thee, God, only you. Any affirmation that can help you to refocus your mind. So let's go ahead and do this for a few moments. To end the meditation, you can take a breath right now and then exhale. And little by little, become conscious of your body. Feel your toes, your fingers, your hands. And then as soon as you're ready, you can go ahead and open up your eyes. This meditation that we just did is a wonderful tool that you can have to follow a guided meditation. And I invite you to use it. It's about probably 10 minutes and it can give you great peace and joy and feeling of calmness. So I'm going to go ahead and repeat the 10 ways to remain calm amidst challenging times. Number one, use the power of prayer. Number two, use visualizations. Number three, read books and watch programs that inspire a sense of peace, joy, and love. Number four, count your blessings by keeping a gratitude list. Number five, reflect on spiritual truth by reading from a sacred book and reflecting on that spiritual truth. Number six, use affirmations. Number seven, stay positive. Number eight, surround yourself with positive people. Number nine, clean and work on detachment. Clean your space, your house, and work on detachment. And number 10, meditate. So I invite you to at least take 2-3 every day from this list and be willing to use those tools. You're probably already using some of them. Then maybe you can add one more and do it with the spirit of wanting to support yourself during these challenging times, and also obviously to support your family and those people around you. Now, what I'd like to do is share with you about a program that I am going to offer, a class series starting next week, Thursday, April the 2nd. That's when the first class starts, and it's a 12-week program. And we know that every person who has known dissatisfaction, incompleteness, and frustration will someday learn that there is only one missing link in the entire chain of harmonious living. And that one little missing link is the practice of the presence of God consciously, daily, and hourly, and abiding in some great spiritual truth of scripture. And doing that, it doesn't matter what scripture or sacred book you read. It could be Christian or Hebrew or Hindu or Buddhist or Muslim. It doesn't matter. The most important thing is to allow those messages from sacred books to help us to practice the presence of God. If we begin with practicing the presence of God, it leads us into inner stillness. And that inner stillness is going to help us to bring into our lives the peace that is accomplished by allowing ourselves to practice the presence. So, I am saying this because the program that I am going to start next week, it will guide you to use the tools and the universal principles to be able to do that, to practice the presence. And this program, Practicing the Presence, is based on the teachings of a very well-acclaimed mystic, Joe Goldsmith. He was a teacher who left us a beautiful legacy, very, very famous person. And the legacy is his teachings and the way he was able to explain sometimes very complicated concepts in a way that was easy to understand. He shows in his teachings that by constantly and consciously practicing the presence of God in every experience of our daily life, the struggles of existence pass and harmony is established in every department of our lives. Wouldn't you like to have harmony in all areas, in your relationships, with money, with co-workers, with yourself, with your spirituality, everything? Yes, most likely your answer is yes, I like to have harmony. Well, dear friends, for us to be able to bring that harmony in our lives, we need to really follow the guidelines of spiritual truth. And as we do that, we are able to understand that it's really not that difficult. It's just a matter of understanding, having someone or a program that can guide us to as to how to do it. In the topics of this program, among many others, are spiritual consciousness, how to expand your spiritual consciousness, how to demonstrate God, how to remember and know that God is the only power and to connect with that power, how to love thy neighbor, how to meditate, many, many topics, all topics that are spiritual topics, not religious, spiritual topics that help you to connect with your inner peace, inner joy, inner love, everything that already resides in you and it's ready for it to be awakened. And the teachings, this program, 12 weeks program, is going to guide you as to how to do it. And with the end result, as you practice the teachings of a harmonious life and every aspect of your life being touched by these teachings. Each one of the classes is 90 minutes. And every week I present the topic, which is based on the chapter of the book. And then the students are able to share their experiences with the practices for that week, the previous week, the practice and the experiences that they had with their assignments. I also provide guided visualizations and meditations, spiritual healing to help remove blocks, introspection. Students have the opportunity to work on weekly personalized life assignments. So this way, you yourself, as you write, you are able to awaken in yourself that truth that resides in you, and as a result, be able to live your life every day based on that truth. I also provide inspirational videos with the assignments, guided affirmations, personal support through email, and then a certificate of completion. This program, again, is based on a book by Joe Goldsmith called Practicing the Presence. You will receive the book in a PDF format, so you don't even have to buy the book. You will receive it. The class meets every Thursday for 12 weeks, starting next Thursday, April the 2nd, for 90 minutes from 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. California time, or 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Florida time. If you are not able to attend one class or more than one class, there is no problem at all, because the classes will be recorded. And this way, you will be able to listen to the class every single week. And there is a student page where you go there, and all the recordings are going to be there. The practices for each week is very, very organized. To access the class every week, you will get the number and the access code as soon as you register. And again, you will be receiving your assignments and recordings every week after each class is delivered, and then you will be able to go to the student page and from there find out what's the practice for the week, and then listen to the recording even as many times as you like. And the investment for the class is $20 per class, or $240 for 12 consecutive classes. However, I am offering the whole series for $200, So you are will be getting a 20% discount, which is $40. It's a wonderful thing. So it's two free classes, really. So you are going to be paying only for 10 classes. You can register online by going to www.gloriaramirez.com/practicing the presence without spaces, practicing the presence. And right there, you can sign up for the whole series, which is ideal, or for one class at a time. You can also send a check, and if you like to do that, just send me an email to love@gloriaramirez.com, and I'll be happy to send you my address. I invite you to register right away. Do not think about it. For 1 minute, give yourself the gift of transformation and go to www.gloriaramirez.com/practicing the presence. Right there, you can sign up for the program. The best gift that you can give to yourself is investing in yourself. And when you allow someone to support you, like in this case, this 12-week program, I'm going to be behind and I'm going to be helping you and guiding you and doing my best to make sure that everything that you need, I am here to support you. It's a wonderful opportunity to study with like-minded people and to really be open and receptive to receiving support. I like to share a wonderful testimonial that I just received from a student who was part of a 8-week class that finished last week called the Four Agreements, and she talks about the class, this class series. However, her testimonial tells you a lot about how I present my classes, my programs. She says, her name is Emily Ebi. She's a therapist from California. Just being with Gloria is a changing experience. She's living her values. She's living in love. And this is infectious. You almost have no choice but to be lifted up. The Four Agreement class was very powerful for me. All aspects of the class were necessary. The group meeting every week, the weekly assignments, and then practicing the new agreements. It transformed my life. And I have done a lot of spiritual and therapeutic work, maybe even thinking I know most there is to know about me. Ha! Well, first of all, the Four Agreements are simple but extremely powerful if you apply them. Then having the power of the group and of Gloria supporting you to go farther and dig deeper. I have shed so many layers and revealed more of what I really am. I can hold my head higher because I am much more in integrity with myself. I highly recommend working with Gloria individually and in her groups. Thank you so much, Emily. So dear friends, again, give yourself permission, sign up right away and invest in yourself. And then next week, we will be together in a journey of a lifetime. Go to www.gloriaramirez.com/practicing the presence or send me an email at love@gloriaramirez.com. Thank you so much for your presence. Thank you so much for listening. And my blessings to you and every member of your family. And God bless us all. Bye-bye.